yesterday we had a story, and it wasn't at this time, so I want to make sure you're up to speed. We had a story yesterday. Was it kind of, we were talking about cultural differences, and it was a story about five teenage girls in Iran.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That posted a video on TikTok of themselves dancing to that song we just played, Selena Gomez with Rima, Calm Down. And they were dancing in clothing that by Iranian standards for women was not appropriate, and they didn't have their heads covered, and it was out in public. Mm-hmm. And they were getting a lot of support, but Iranian authorities weren't happy, and a search was on. Got an update on that story. Apparently, this is from an Italian newspaper reporting this. It says that the girls were found by the authorities.
Yeah.
And what's happened, if I'm reading this right, they were forced, it says, again, this is the Italian newspaper. They were forced to record a video repenting of their actions and dress properly. In fact, it says they had to record a second video of themselves repenting with their heads covered in the same place that they recorded the first video, which was apparently some public area. And so now that is being used to broadcast by the Iranian authorities and say, you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're going to be found, and these girls were found, and now here's what they have to say.
Yeah.
So it doesn't say anything about any further repercussions about what they might be facing, but that's what it says here, according to this Italian newspaper. So, again, we were just using this story. As much as we said yesterday, we do have our own instances in this country, shall we say, that I'm sure some other parts of the world might look at and say, boy, talk about cultural differences, but...
Oh, sure.
We talk about them, we debate them, we discuss them, we sometimes get into testy arguments about them, but we can also do those things, and we can talk about these things. I guarantee this discussion is not happening on the morning team show in Iran.
Right, probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't imagine they have a morning team show that includes a female person.
Well, that's true, too.
You know what? They're very good. Very good.
Yes.
That's a very good point.
Right.
So, whether there'll be more to this story, I don't know, but just wanted to make sure that you were aware. If I'm reading this right, too, it says here that the girls recorded the video, that original video, on March 8th, which was International Women's Day.
Ah.
Ooh, oh, my gosh.
Ooh, further, I'm sure, further adding to the angst of the officials in Iran.
Right.
Hmm.
Well, okay. And it still hasn't stopped, as we talked about yesterday. Others were showing support by replicating the video. I have no other information here about any other videos that may have been posted or seen and whether or not anybody else has been discovered as well. But there you go.
Cultural differences.
Yeah. As much as we have those kinds of things going on here, that's there.
True. I mean, and we do have a lot of issues that are happening here, and... I mean, didn't we do a story where was that town that was trying to ban dancing? Wasn't there a town in the United States?
Oh, what was it? Because we made the Footloose connection.
Yes,
made
right.
The Footloose connection.
Right.
What was it? Yeah, gosh, I can't.
It was out west somewhere.
I'd have to look it up.
And then, you know, there are other countries that look at us and say, boy, how prudish is the United States?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's serious. It is,
I mean, it's different.
It would be fascinating ways to, and we know that.
I guess I'm hopeful, you know, that maybe...
Elmore City, Oklahoma.
Ah, there it was.
Thank you. Very good. Thanks. Very good.
That, you know, social media, this is where it can do some good and, you know, not going to change anything in the near term, but maybe in the long term, as the world continues to shrink, thanks to technology, that will put people like the religious zealots in Iran out of power someday.
Well, as you said, at some point, usually doesn't. Rome wasn't built in a day.
No,
sometimes it takes some time.
If you recall, too, I mean, that's kind of what that's a theory I sort of subscribe to, that what helped bring down the Soviet Union was, well, media, and was Western influences through media.
There's a reason why a lot of times the first thing that dictators or tyrants go after is you cut communications.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
North Korea.
Yeah. Yeah, China controlling too. Yeah. I mean, we can name any kinds of countries.